Mississippi River News, sing to me tonight. Listening to the night sounds of the Mississippi River slapping the banks like slow dancing, with a big butt woman softly whispering in her ear. Barge horns echoes up and down the river, finding ways, pulling hard, sometimes laying easy. On the riverbank and Mississippi News, fishing in the dark horns blow, in the dark horns blow.
Thank you. Thank you.
can't hold on.
Swaha! the same again.
Which is now a symbol of freedom
to you and me, calling you to the spirit of Walokun, the spirit in deep in the ocean, and we all come from water, the primordial water. When Earth was in its primordial age, he gave us the shell. And the people of Haiti use it as a tool to call the warriors to give the signals, and they defeated Napoleon. Oh, so you know Napoleon had to sell off his land in the United States. What was it called? Louisiana Purchase. Thomas Jefferson got it for a song and a dance. If it wasn't for this shell, the symbol of freedom to the people of Haiti and you and me, we wouldn't be free. We'd be speaking French instead of British.
Its guns on TV, in the movies, on by its guns. America dreams of its guns. America loves its guns more than its children. America buys guns and cuts education spending. America loan sharks its college students, devours them with debt, gives tax breaks to merchants of war. America loves its guns more than its children. Loves its guns while its infrastructure crumbles. Loves its guns while its air and water thicken and sicken. America protects gun owners, neglects the environment. America says guns don't kill. America is armed and dangerous. America makes bigger and better guns, sends its children off to war. America is world's biggest arms merchant. American guns are big business. Big business are U.S. Big business are us. America loves its guns while its jobs evaporate. America is mowing down its children right and left. In the streets, in the schools, in the malls. Mowing them down right here today. Mowing down their present. Mowing down their
explain to you when you see these instruments again, which you may not see for a long time. I explained about the conch shell. I'm writing a book about the history of the conch shell. Every island people on the planet played shells. The Japanese Sumerai, they used the conch shell. In India, they used the conch shell. In the Caribbean, any island that you go to, you'll find the shell central in their culture. That is a whatnot. Whatnot on your desk, on your table. There were tools. There were instruments. There were commerce. This drum is called bata. This is the sacred drum of the Yoruba people from Nigeria. Not played by many people. It has two heads, and it is used to call the Orisha, or the spirits. They are used to call and summon the deities. So they hold a sacred position in Yoruba culture and in Cuban culture. This drum bata. This is the largest of three, called Iya, which means mother. Okay, so understand this. In the drum culture, the largest and lowest drum was feminine, not masculine. People think the drums are masculine. The drums are feminine. This drum called Iya, and Iya means mother. Understand? Iya means mother. What does it mean? Mother. It's the largest drum in Bata family, and it calls to the other drums to tell them what to do. It calls to the dancers to tell them where to go, when to stop, when to go to the right, when to go to the left. Okay? Bata, Iya. They're dear to us, and we give you our treasures, because they're your treasures. We give you our treasures. We give you our treasures. So be happy. Be happy. Be happy.
Something so little. A seed is the material form of need. Each of us was once a seed. A seed with a plan to become a human that grows and needs and breeds its own seed. Of their own to become fully grown. Need, urge, constriction, surge, inhale, X, attraction, sex. Seeds alight, feeling all right. Taking hold as they unfold. And so it goes on and on. Life just flows, eon to eon. All those seeds with all their needs, all of life just and feeds, creating motley earths, unrelenting births. And so something so big comes from something so little, and the need in the seeds at the heart of the ripple.
Mm-hmm.